Welcome everybody to the E-Electric Podcast. My name's Ben, as always here with Fletch.
Hello.
And Fletch, very different to last year, coming off a round one victory this year against the Bulldogs on a very, very sunny Saturday afternoon at CommBank Stadium in front of a massive crowd of 29,171. And Fletch, we ran out victors 26-8, in which was a pretty comprehensive victory. If I quickly go through the tries, it was 4-2. Morgan Harper getting his first try for the Parramatta Eels. Bryce Cartwright getting a double in the 36th and the 50th. And Bailey Simonson sealing the game well and truly in the 76th minute with a breakaway try. For the Bulldogs, it was Blake Wilson in the 65th and Stephen Crichton in the 69th. Both of those tries coming off Parramatta errors. And the Parramatta Eels perfect from the boot, kicking 4 from 4 conversions, with Mitch Moses getting 1, Clint Gutherson the other 3. The Bulldogs 0 conversions, and Gutho kicking a penalty goal in the 26th minute. At halftime, mate, we were pretty comfortable at 14-0. What was your takeaway from the game?
Junior should be on the bench every week.
Yeah.
Bryce Cartwright is probably going into his best season in the Eels jumper. If Moses had both legs available, we would have won by 40. Gutho hasn't missed a beat. I thought that injury would have set him back, but he's looking fit and firing. That's really it.
That was it. All right.
Well, Morgan Harper is going to be turning out to be the buy of the season.
Yeah, well, it is only round one, but we'll quickly go through the team stats. So it was 59% possession to the Parramatta Eels, to the Bulldogs 41. The completion rate was really, really pleasing for the first game of the season, to complete at 89%, 41 sets out of 46 is fantastic. Smashed them in the all run meters, 1700 meters to the Bulldogs 1190, and our offloads, mate, were absolutely sensational. 16 offloads to the Bulldogs 3. They just couldn't keep up with us. Even with the average play the ball speed, we actually won a play the ball speed for once at 3.42 seconds to the Bulldogs 3.55. When we go down also, Fletch, to the negative play, the Bulldogs 13 errors to the Eels 4. We did concede 7 penalties. A couple of those were a bit hair going, especially the Bryce Cartwright tackle that he got put on report for. It was just a good strong tackle on Josh Adokar.
And didn't get charged for.
Yep, he didn't get charged for that. And we used all 8 interchanges. You touched on Junior coming off the bench, which I thought was absolutely fantastic. He really changed the game when he did come on. And mate, I just thought it was, for a round one game, I thought it was a very, very good all-round performance. And the most important thing was that it was for the Johnson versus Stitt Cup, and Parramatta ran out victors, which means we claim the cup over the Stitt family. So that was very pleasing. Fletch, you did very well with your tips last week in regards to this game. You had Bryce Cartwright to score at any time. That paid a little bit for us, so we're actually ahead after round one of the season with our imaginary betting that we do, because you're not 18. So very good there, mate. If we quickly go through our podcast player votes, our 3-2-1s, did you want me to kick it off? So for my 3 points, I think it's very hard, as you touched on before. Mate, Cardi, I thought he had an absolutely outstanding game, both in attack and defence. For my 2 points, I alluded to it before with Junior Paulo coming off the bench. I thought he was absolutely fantastic, probably setting up the first try for Cardi, drawing in all those defenders so close to the line. And for my 1 point, I'm actually going to give it to Morgan Harper. I thought he was really good. I actually tweeted that in 2022, if you had have tweeted that Carty and Morgan Harper would be some of the best players on the field for Parramatta. You'd probably be in a mental health hospital. So really, really good, really good display by the Eels, and especially those three players. What about yourself, mate? Your three?
So I had the same three and two. So I had Carty and Junior. But I, instead of Morgan Harper, I actually went Joey Lussick.
Yeah?
Because I thought last year he was lacking a bit of decent service to our forwards and Moses and Dill. And I thought his service was really well. Like, we had this attacking shape and, he stuck to it and gave the service Mitchell and Dylan needed to execute those plays. And that 40-20.
Yeah, that was
unreal. 40-20, well, 30-20. Yeah. Basically, that was unbelievable.
Yeah, well, we were sort of struggling that set to get out of our end. The Dogs came out in the second half looking like they wanted to play, and, yeah, they were rushing up on us, and, yeah, he just pulled that one out, and, yeah, it was huge. And again, that changed the momentum. And I think
we got Cardi's second try, I think, came off that, and that was a good Matto flick pass.
Yeah. So that, I think that was after the disallowed try for Sean Russell.
The disallowed try was because of the 40-20.
That's right. Yeah. So, now all in all, Fletch, really, really happy with that for round one. Like we said, we had to get off to a better start than what we did last year, and we couldn't have asked for much more than a 26-8
win.
Shellacking. Of the Bulldogs.
It wasn't a shellacking. We were dominating. Well, I thought we were very patient. The scoreboard doesn't show how much we dominated.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Our attack did look a little bit clunky in some areas, but again, round one, and I always look at the completion rates, and whatever we're up around that 90%, you've got to be pretty happy with that. So, all good, mate. Should we move on to this week's game where we take on our Western rivals,
I don't think are our biggest rivals.
Yeah, well, we take on the Penrith Panthers on Friday night. It's an 8 o'clock kickoff out at Bluebet Stadium, Penrith. The Panthers are the favourites for this game, paying $1.39 up against our mighty Eels at $3.03.
I'm reading the Eels because it's my turn.
All I'm saying, Fletch, is I read them last week and we won. Do we want to break that?
No.
Okay, so you've got the Panthers then. So if you want to kick us off with the Panthers.
So we have at fullback, they have Dylan Edwards, or as I like to call him, Hobbit 2. Their wingers are Taruva and Brian To'o. And their centres are Isaac Tago, their new $3 million man, and a person who I hate and I want to punch. Like, he does not deserve to be in the NRL. Taylor May.
Yeah, okay. And for us, we've got our captain, Clint Gutherson, at fullback. On our wings, we've got the same as last week, Bailey Simonson and Sean Russell. And in the centres, Will Penasini and Morgan Harper. Who are we giving it to, mate? We should do a play-by-play this week, I think. So
Gutherson over Edwards.
Yeah, so that's one for Parramatta.
Toss between Simonson and Taruva.
Yeah.
Toss between Tago and Penasini, I reckon. I reckon Will might be a bit better, but I don't want to throw in some bias in it.
Yeah.
And, oh.
I'd go Taylor May over Harper, and I'd go To'o.
Over Russell.
So Penrith have got Penrith's the backs. For us, so let me just write that down. Okay, when we move into the halves.
So we've got, for Penrith, we've got Jerome Luai and Nathan Cleary, their captain or co-captain.
Yep, and for the Parramatta Eels, it is, of course, Mitchell Moses and Dylan Brown in the halves.
Well, it's Dylan over Luai, and I would say Cleary over Moses.
Yep, so we'll say toss of the coin there. All right, and pretty much as always, mate, I mean, the halves do play a massive part, but it's pretty much always the forwards in these games that sort of set the tone and set the result.
It's the forwards that let the halves do what they do.
Yep. So we start off with the front row.
Of Penrith. So we've got Moses Leota and Fisher Harris and Mitch Kenny at hooker. Is this Mitch Kenny's first game back?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yep. Okay. And then we've got RCG Jr. and Joey Lussick.
I'm giving it to Parramatta. Because if we do player by player, I'd say Toss for the two boppers, and then I would say Lussick over Kenny.
I would say toss of the coin for Kenny and Lussick. I reckon toss of the coin for that forward pack. They're both pretty good. They're both pretty good. And you've got to think James Fisher-Harris won the Golden Boot last year as well.
Yeah.
I reckon toss there, mate. For the second row,
we've got Scott Sorensen, Liam Martin and Isaiah Yeo, their other captain.
Yep, up against Sean Lane, the man of the moment, Bryce Cartwright, and making his return to Penrith again is Hopgood.
Are we doing player by player?
Well, yeah, I think it's going to end up in the same result. So I think for me, it's Sean Lane over
Sorensen.
Yep, toss of the coin at the moment for...
And then I would say Yeo over Hopgood.
Yeah.
I reckon Yeo provides more for Penrith and Hopgood provides more for Parramatta.
Yeah.
Like, because Hopgood, like with our lock, we want a ball playing hard running forward. And for Penrith, they just need a ball playing lock.
Yep. No, so, fair call. Yeah. Well, I'll put there a toss as well. So Penrith have still got us by one, but I think it could even up here. So when we go to the bench,
it's Sonny Luke, Lindsay Smith, Liam Henry and Luke Garner.
Yep. Up against Brendan Hands, Ryan Madison, Joe Offahengawi and Kelmer Tuolagi.
Parramatta.
Yeah, I'm getting
it. That's not a pretty decent bench for...
It's a great bench for Parramatta. And you have to think too, Fletch, when we look down at the extended bench as well, you've got Wiramu Greg. So if he doesn't make his way onto the bench this week in a late change, you would have to think he's been pushing week. There yeah, for next week. I'm pretty happy with that bench rotation. If we can stick with them at the start, it wouldn't surprise me if Leota comes back to the bench just to give him a bit of punch, because when I do look at that bench for Penrith...
And they're very skinny.
Nothing really jumps out at me going... Sonny Luke, yeah, he's a little bit of
Even he won't come on till like the 35th minute.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? I really like our bench compared to theirs.
I wouldn't be surprised if maybe Joe Offahengawi starts again and we have Junior.
Yeah.
Because if you're starting the rotation with Junior and Madison...
Yeah, it's pretty good impact off the bench, isn't
it? And then in the same rotation, they could possibly bring on Lindsay Smith and Luke Garner. There's a pretty big difference from bringing off your two, probably the best two forwards in the game in Penrith.
Yeah, exactly.
Compared to...
That's why it wouldn't surprise me if Leota slips back to the bench for this game, but we'll see how we go.
Same.
So let's give our predictions for this game then. So for my first try scorer, he nearly got a try for me last week, but I'm going for Sean Russell. For my anytime try scorer, I'm going for Hopgood to cut through the line and get over. And my score... You know, we went through the team matchups. I think it's going to be close. I still think there's going to be points in the game, though. And I'm going for a 16-14 scoreline. What about yourself, mate?
So my first try scorer, I'm actually going to go... I'm going to go Clint Gutherson. I reckon it'll be an inside ball from Moses and he'll just cut through...
Yeah.
The team. My anytime, I'm going to go Bryce Cartwright again.
Carty, to keep up his form.
Because if you think about it, their left edge isn't that massive.
Yeah.
Their left edge is To'o, Sorensen, May, Luai. So that's not a pretty big edge.
Yeah.
So I reckon Carty could power past Luai.
Yeah.
Or... Sorensen, and my score, I'm actually going to go
18-12.
I reckon we'll win by a try.
All right, beautiful. Okay, mate, cool. Well, we got through that pretty quick. Let's move into the rest of the round. rest
of
the
round.
Okay, Fletch, so the round kicks off on Thursday night at 8 p.m. It's the 12th place Broncos. Both these teams actually coming off a loss, but the 12th place Broncos paying $1.38. The Rabbitohs in 13th paying $3.09. And as I said, up at Suncorp Stadium, Brisbane. Who are you going for here, mate?
The Bronx.
The Broncos. I am as well. I think the Broncos might actually put on a pretty good performance this week.
I feel like that Souths have a lot to play for, but I feel like with what happened in Vegas,
yeah,
I reckon they'll want to come out and just go stick this up here.
The Broncos? Yeah. I think, I guess I really liked the look of Latrell Mitchell at the start of the game in Vegas, but as soon as he sort of started dropping away a bit, the whole side dropped away. So it'll be interesting to see how he goes.
The thing that I saw with Latrell was he needs help. One fullback's not going to win you a game. Like, maybe you can make argue for Tedesco or Tom Pavlovic and can win you a game. But I feel like Latrell needs dominant forwards and they need a dominant halves. Feeding him the ball and it's points galore for South.
Yep. Okay, then we move on to the first game on Friday. It's the curtain raiser before the Panthers-Eels game. It's the 8th place Sharks paying $1.28 against the 15th place Bulldogs paying $3.66. This is at PointsBet Stadium down in Cronulla. Who have you got here, Fletch?
I've gone Cronulla.
I've gone the Sharks as well. I can't go near the Bulldogs after that performance last week. Then we move on to an absolute blockbuster. Saturday afternoon, 3 p.m. It's the 4th place Raiders paying $1.45 against the team playing their first game for the season. It's the West Tigers, ironically in 9th, paying $2.77. Again, this is down at GIO Stadium, Canberra.
And yet again, I'm tipping the Raiders.
I'm going Raiders as well. But I think these two teams will end up being down the bottom of the table come the end of the year.
Yeah.
Then we move on to the second game of Super Saturday. It's the Cowboys, who were the real surprise packets of last week. They absolutely torched the Dolphins. They're paying $1.43 at Queensland Country Bank Stadium, up against probably the most disappointing team from last week, the Newcastle Knights. They're in 14th and they're paying $2.87.
I've gone the Cowboys. I reckon if they start off strong, I reckon they could put another score on.
I think they could too. I was screaming last week for the Knights to put young Cogger. Like, they had to take off Gamble or Hastings, one of them, to get Cogger onto the field. Just to straighten up their attack. And
they couldn't have Cogger at hooker.
No, well, that was a thing. They brought him on to play hooker, but it didn't help them at all. They need to, I think he needs to find himself in the halves. What
they
did is
they kept Phoenix Crossland on and took off one of the Saifedes and put Adam Elliott in the middle.
Yeah, bit crazy stuff up there at Newcastle. But anyway, then we move into the last game on Saturday. This is down at Amy Park, Melbourne. It's the home side, the Storm, in 7th, paying $1.43, up against the Warriors. They're in 10th spot, coming off a loss against the Sharks, paying $2.83.
I've gone the Storm.
I've gone the Storm as well. I think they'll be too strong down at home, but the Warriors do find a way to win down there. But we'll see. This one surprises me a little bit. It's the 4 o'clock game on Sunday. The Seagulls in 5th, paying $2.15 at home at Four Pines Park, up against the 6th place Roosters, paying $1.71.
I've gone the Seagulls.
Yeah.
Purely because of the speed in their heart. They're speedy 5'8" and they're just out of this world fullback.
Yeah.
They don't have Jason Staub. They're playing Tommy Talao, winger, but I still think that won't make a difference. Like, that won't change anything. But the Roosters still do. They have brought in Dominic Young.
Yeah, I've gone the Roosters myself. I know it's at Four Pines Park, but yeah, I just think I think the Roosters are going to go on with a back to back win. So, And then for the last game for Sunday, mate, it's well, I said before the Newcastle side were probably the most disappointing, but it'd have to be the Dolphins. They're in 17th. They're paying $1.96. I don't know how this is so close in the odds. Dolphins $1.96 at KO Stadium, Redcliffe, up against the Dragons paying $1.87. I know they only played the Titans last week, but they definitely looked a lot better. They looked
really sharp.
Yeah, so I can't go past the Dragons in that game.
You said the Dolphins were the most disappointing. What about the Titans? I thought they were the most disappointing.
Yeah, Titans were horrible.
Because the Titans had a lot to play for. New coach. And I was going to change my tip, but then and then after the game, Kieran Foran wasn't playing. So I'm like, yeah, I would have changed my tip.
Yeah, I would have changed my tip too if I knew that Foran was out.
Yeah, so I've gone the Dragons as well.
Yep, so if I quickly go through, we've both gone the Broncos, both gone the Sharks, obviously both cheering home the Eels, then the Raiders, Cowboys, Storm, you've gone the Seagulls, and I've gone the Dragons. All right, mate, that's nearly it, but we've got one segment left, and it's Ben's Sale of the Century. Welcome, everybody, to Ben's Sale of the Century. So, Fletch, this is very, very exciting for the E-Electric podcast because for the first time ever, we've had a long-time listener, first-time caller. Do you know what that means?
No.
Someone's actually called in with some feedback on the show. So I'm going to quickly play it for you and then I want you to give a response afterwards, okay?
Okay.
6 a.m. Hello, Ben. Sale of the Century, Ben. Just ringing to tell you I'm not impressed about your derogatory remarks about the West Tigers. And that son of yours, little Mr. Fletcher, who I adore so much, you asked him a question, will the Tigers make the top eight? And he didn't even think about it. He just said, nah, not happy, Dan. Goodbye.
So, Fletch, that was, as I said, one of our long-time listeners, Linda. What would be your response to Linda's voicemail that she left me?
So, first off, thank you for the feedback and calling in. Thank you for listening to the podcast. But stats don't lie. So how about we go back, let's say, let's go back 12 years, shall we?
Yeah.
2011, fourth. That's not too bad.
So West Tigers finished fourth in 2011?
They finished fourth.
So you're going to go from 2011 to 2023,
yep.
Are you? Okay, yeah.
So 2011, fourth, ain't too bad.
Yeah, that's pretty good, top four
2012,
finish.
2012, 10th. 2013. 15th, 2014, 13th, bit of a rise, they could be coming back here, 2015, 15th, they've dropped back down, 2016, 9th, so they were really close.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
2017, 14th, so 2018, 9th again. That's pretty good. 2019, ninth again. You surely got a crack in C8 in 2020. Nope, you're in 11th. 2021, let's see here. 2021, you were in 15th.
Oh, 15th? Come on, mate. Hey, listen, if you're going to start reading stats, you need to do it properly.
Round 25, you're in 13th.
13th, yeah.
2022. You were 16th. You got the wooden spoon.
Yep.
And 2023, another wooden spoon.
Wooden spoon. Wow. Fletch, look, it's hard to argue with you, mate. Stats do not lie.
And even after getting the bye, you're still not in the eight.
Yeah. And ninth. That's what I thought. It was slightly ironic. But look, we really do appreciate Linda listening. She's given you gifts and everything like that. And we really do appreciate your feedback, Linda. But as Fletch said,
stats don't lie.
All right, mate. Let's wrap it up there. And hopefully the Eels can get a victory for us on Friday night. So go you Eels.
Go you mighty Eels.